and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
My soul, please.
E-flat
from the top.
Look out now. Yeah, hound here. WFMU East Orange coming to you in the sound of Reverbo. And that was the tone.
The echo sounds kind of crummy.
Play with the controls a little. No, the other direction maybe. The Tone Kings and Growl counting back from the bottom of the deck. That was the Swanks and Ghost Train. The Phantom Four in Graveyard. Mike Wagner and the Bops with Basher number 5 as opposed to Basher number 3 and 2. The Tornadoes and Scalping Party opened it up. And this is the Hound. This is WFMU. We're having a church key crisis back here. Hey, bartender. Anyway, what's going on here? We got the usual load of junk, a few new things. We got the State of the Vibe report coming up at 4:30, a little call-in from our man on the Vibe scene. Thank you. And what else is going on? Tonight at the Lone Star, the Sun Rhythm Section. That's Sonny Burgess and Paul Burleson, various other amazingly great rock and roll players. What else? Anything else happening? There was something on here. What are you pointing your finger at? The Liars tonight at the Ritz with the Young Fresh Fellows. What are the Young Fresh Fellows like, Bruce? One of them Waldo bands? Yeah. Yeah. Thumbs sideways. Yeah, kind of a Waldo band. The Liars are at the Ritz, though, should anybody want to go to the Ritz on a full moon and take the life in their hands. Anyway, kick it off one time with a little of that, what's happening next?
This is a hit!
Noble Thin Man Watts.
Kind of
just can't stand it as a lying woman and a thieving man. So don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Without me, we should tell the house of home. But mama, please don't let me get you doing wrong. Oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because you make me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Give me all your loving if I give you mine too. But don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be.
Heck do we care? We'll boot 'em up east. We'll boot 'em up west. All the guys get a prize. Who can boot 'em up the best? Let's boot 'em up. Let's shake the wall.
Have a ball, 'cause I'm a crazy lover. Yes, I'm a crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. Yes, the cats, they brag, the house, we, they are. But, baby, they don't know the score. I'm the sweeter than the peaches that come in the can. I'm even super. Than a Superman, 'cause I'm a crazy lover. Yes, I'm a crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kind of.
baby, make you wanna cry. I'm like a dynamite, a baby by the load. And just a kiss from your mama, I'm a liable to explode. Cause I'm a crazy lover. Yes, crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kinda crazy. To me, mama, cause I'm telling you so. I'm a crazy lover. Yes, crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. Well, I'm a crazy lover. Yes, crazy lover.
I know my baby sure gonna dump and shout. Well, I know my baby, the girl, she gonna jump and shout. When the train roll up and I come walking out. Hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. Hold on, baby, I'll be home one day. But don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. Been gone, baby, but I'm coming back. Guess I'll be on my way. Hope to find my baby somewhere, somehow, someday.
I'ma do my number, hold my baby all this summer. Every time I hear that mellow saxophone, I wanna rip it, rock it, really pop it, flip it, pop it, Davy Crockett. Every time I hear that mellow saxophone, I wanna rock, 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 roll, 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 pop, pop, pop. I wanna rip it, rock it, really pop it, ooh, Davy Crockett. Every time I hear that kind of saxophone. I wanna rock, 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 roll, 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 pop, pop, pop.
hold my baby all this summer. Every time I hear that kind of saxophone, I wanna rip that rocket, really bop it, live it, bop it, Davy Crockett. Every time I hear that kind of saxophone, I wanna rock, rock, rock. Every time I hear that kind of saxophone, every time I hear that kind of saxophone.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. The hound here. We can get a little more echo out of this thing, can't we? You bet we can. It's Roy Montrell talking about that mellow sax, which just knocked my microphone right out of the stand. Heavy-duty mellow sax. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with Crazy Lover, the Dewdroppers and Boot 'Em Up. The Fat Man and Don't Lie to Me, we opened up with Noble Thin Man Watts and Wild Jimmy Spruill with a little jukin. This is The Hound, this is WFMU East Orange. You want to just be the microphone stand there, Il Bruce? We got Il Bruce with us today. What's happening in A-Bone Land?
In my mind. Oh, we're playing the River Festival next Sunday. It's pretty exciting. I think our set coincides with the end of the Aztec calendar and the end of the year.
Right, and the end of the world, according to several listeners. We've got all kinds of weird, conflicting end-of-the-world reports.
Well, there's lots of people on the West Coast that ritualistically pack themselves with mud anyway, saying that it definitely is the end of the world and you should head for high ground.
Yeah. Speaking of mud, it's the...
It's the end of the microphone over there, isn't it?
The microphone has committed suicide.
Dirty laundry, dirty laundry.
Yeah. Anyway. We have very little to talk about here. This Thursday at the Lone Star, Lazy Lester and Jesse May Hempel are playing. There's a bill for your blues hangover, should you want to work into that a little early.
You bet. And as always, the T-shirts and... tote bags and
cigars.
Caps will be available upstairs in the souvenir stand.
Right,
at the Lone Star.
The Sun Rhythm section, all personal friends of Il Bruce's are there tonight.
Right.
Some very nice gentlemen.
Yeah, they did an incredible set in Philadelphia not too long ago. Some really fine, dirty, impromptu lyrics on the part of Sonny Burgess.
Excellent.
Coming up
on the Hound Show next week, we have Vince Bernicevic promoting his latest thing, Vince Bernicevic's Air Force. Ladies pet, gentlemen fret. The Vince is here. He was thrown out of the Ron Chance probably for being 3 feet taller than the weirdest member of the band.
Is that nice?
Is that nice? I don't know. They shouldn't have thrown the poor guy out just because he's a spaz.
Well,
I don't.
He was taking all the ladies away from them. I think it was matters of the.
It's true. It was a male ego thing. Yeah. You know how those short guys are. Also coming up on the Hound Show, supposedly 2 weeks from today, we have Joe Clay and Ronnie Dawson, rockabilly legends, together. And Hubert Sumlin, maybe the same day or maybe the week after. I got to get on the phone and figure all this out. Or I'll get Nick Hill to do it.
Don't wear shorts that day, man.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like Sea Cruise should be beginning
Frankie
now.
Ford just walked by.
Yeah, we're pretty spaced. At 4:30, we have the State of the Vibe report. We may have the Rikers Island report if our man at Rikers can get to the phone. In the meantime, we get a million requests for this fella, Slim Dortch. We're going to start this all over again because we totally messed up. Yeah, well, the record was sort of uncued itself. You know, you slam into these things. We're going to cue up Slim Dortch. Bruce, will you entertain the people while I cue this up?
I don't know, maybe you should start over with Ghost Train. That's what we call dead air in the radio business.
Yeah, okay. Now we got this whole thing working.
Fire away and fall back.
Okay, Slim Dortch.
Big boys rock. found way out in Windy City. Somebody kissed more baby last night. My buddy, baby, cause you know it wasn't right. All you women, you stand in line. Love you, baby, in an hour's time. Stole him an alley cat. Made for the baby a Sunday hat. Bought and I stole him a bit ago. Make for the baby a Sunday coat. Houndboat, houndboat, where you been? Up in your house and I'm gone again.
Terribly far to go. Been working here on the chain. Thinking back when I was hungry and poor. I left the grocery store, a man of breathing. He thought me out of the store. Oh, steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that I ought to get it. Been working, been working. Still, what I got so terribly far to go. Gonna break this chain off and run. Gonna find me somewhere shaded. Oh, steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that I ought to get it. Been working, been working. But still, I got so terribly far to go.
With the chicken, drop the stroke. Come on, Betty. 19, I wanna rock and roll. Strolls with a long, tall Sally. Even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley. Betty Jean, you're real keen. Tonight at the hop with just a chicken pop a stroll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. With a long, tall Sally, even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley. Betty Jean, you're real keen. Tonight at the hop with just a chicken pop a stroll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. I love you once, and I love you twice. Big boy, baby, you're the home of now. Well, long blonde hair, rose red lips. When you walk the bar, my heart just slips. I love you so, I can't let you go. Big boy, baby, I love you so.
Don't mess with my duck tails. 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 Don't mess with that's what my duck tails.
If you mess with my duck tails, I'll get so many chills. Yeah, go, go, go.
It's what's known as a groove, folks. But I bought it on the street for like 10 cents, so it's cool. That was Joe Clay, who I've been informed. I'm glad people call and tell me these things. Echo's on. Joe Clay will be here on September 12th, along with Ronnie the Blonde Bomber Dawson, who's Rockin' Bones we heard before that. That one didn't get stuck in the groove. We heard Skip and Flip with Betty Jean, Tom and the Craftsman in the Work song, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks in their very first disc. Hey Bo Diddley, we opened up with Slim Dorch and Big Boy Rock. That's from the Japanese 12-record box set Slim Dorch, The Dorch Years. And there are 72 alternate takes of that on the record. We'll hear them all today. Anyway, any of you monkeys have anything to say?
Nada.
We got Il Bruce, the Denster, and Raisin Bran in the back on the Echo. Nothing. Dan, you want to tell about the whale story?
The whale story? Well, Bruce, you got the post, right? Why don't you pull out the whale story?
No, tell us what the waiter said.
Oh, the waiter? Oh, yeah, right. We were in the Odessa this morning. Well, this afternoon. No, it was this morning, actually. And Hound was...
Stop sucking up your snot on the air.
Remarking how... Well, Howard Stern burps on the air, so...
Yeah, but when you...
That's less disgusting.
Snot, people think that you're like one of those uptown college DJs, you know?
Is that what they do? All right, I'll do it off the air. Anyway, Hound said a good way to attract killer sharks and get them into a... What is it? Some kind of frenzy? Feeding frenzy is to get a bunch of blood from a slaughterhouse and dump it in the water, to which the waiter snappily replied, yeah, but a beach dead whale is even better.
His theory was that some people that were into this contest about the biggest shark that gets caught on Long Island killed this whale on purpose to attract the shark so they can get a really good one to win the contest. I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories, think it's true, and now nobody on the Hamptons can go to the beach this weekend.
Ha!
And they're paying, what, 10 grand a week out there? For half that, they can live in my apartment, and I'll go to the Hamptons. Anyway, so what else? Oh, yeah, we got... So I guess what we're going to do is next week we'll have the Vince on, and a week after that we're going to try and get Hubert Sumlin of the Howlin' Wolf Orchestra, guitar-playing genius, on.
How old is he, do you suppose? He must be
19.
Up there.
19. No, he doesn't. Anyway, I woke up too late for Soul Train. I didn't see the Don Cornelius thing, but it is time for us to go into, you know, it's like the fractured fairy tales when the parade goes by and then somebody cleans up. That's us. We're the cleanup crew with our soul kaboom. Staticky echo today. Soul caboose, please.
$2, go downtown and get some markets.
Oh, yeah.
Gets out on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Old George stopped her.
Oh, yeah.
He knocked her down.
Oh, yeah.
And black in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Gets back home. Tell her, la-la-la. Don't start in talking. I tell everything.
hard for money. Word of beauty shop. He honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. Going to the beauty shop whacking. Get my hammer gone. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. Yeah, cause I can't keep nothing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I like to sing about patches. Because every time I sing about patches, it makes me remember where I came from and the things we used to have to do. Back when they used to call me patches, you couldn't turn on no gas. When it get cold, you had to get up and make a fire. And every morning, my daddy used to wake me up and said, all right, Patches, get up and make the fire. And I used to want to tell him so bad, you're older than I am, get up and do it yourself. But you see, back at that time, children did not talk back to their parents. And back during that time, women did not talk back to men. But you see, that was then, and this is now. Now, when I was a boy, Patches, I did boyish things. And when I became a man, I started doing mannish things. And one of the mannish things I started doing when I got to be a man, I started dating those married women. And I remember that was a girl right here in Chicago that I used to date. Some of y'all might know her because her husband was a truck driver. And every time he used to drive his truck out of town, I used to park mine in his garage. And I remember one day she called me. She said, Clarence, can you come up here? What I call an airline company, and I chartered me a plane to get up here. And when I got to her house, I said, baby, you done sent for me. What do you want me to do? And then she brought me something to drink on. It was strong, and it was good. And when I kept on drinking, I found out it was gin. See, I love to drink gin. It's one thing about Clarence Carter. If there's anything you ever want me to do, give me some gin and I'll do it. And she sat there and she kept on giving me gin. And I couldn't catch on to what she wanted me to do. So after a while, she took my hand in hers. And she said, Clarence Carter. She said, Clarence Carter. She said, oh, Clarence. She said, I know you can't see me, so feel right here. And when I got through feeling what she showed me to feel, all I could say was, now, you know when you're about to do something that you ought not to do, your conscience will sure try to tell you. And about that time, my conscience said, Clarence Carter, don't you know this is another man's wife? But that gin said, go ahead. And just as I was going to do what that gin told me to do, her husband came in the door. That man beat the devil out of me. He beat me so bad till when I woke up, I was in Cook County Hospital. And I said, Miss Nurse, can I leave you now? She said, Clarence Carter, where you want to go? I said, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going right back over there again. I always heard that anything worth having is worth fighting for. I said, this time when I go over there, I ain't gonna sit on that man's love seat. I said, this time when I go over there, I'm not gonna drink that man's gin. I said, but this time when I go over there, as soon as she opened the door, I'm gonna say, baby, can you slip away? Just a few moments. What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you in there. Can you slip away? Slip away, slip away. Can you slip away, baby? Do you feel like slipping away tonight, baby? Can you slip away with Clarence Carter tonight, darling? Can me and you go up all the way to the hotel tonight? It ain't nothing wrong with slipping away, as long as you don't get caught. You know, it's one thing about making love, when you have to steal it, ain't it good? I bet we got somebody out here right now slipping away. I bet you there's somebody here right now that's here with somebody that belongs to somebody else. But you know, in 1987, everybody's slipping away. Why, you know, it used to be a time that if a man would call another man's house, and if a man answered the telephone, they'd just hang up. They wouldn't say that, just hang up. But they don't do it like that in Chicago, like that no more now. No, these men brave up here in Chicago. When a man calls another man's house now, and if a man asks the telephone, well, he asked him, he said, can your wife slip away? Yeah, everybody's slipping away. You know, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. And I went down to Montgomery the other day to visit with my grandparents. And while I was there, Grandma had cooked me a good soul meal, because she knew what I like. She had some collard greens. She had some candied yams. She had some black-eyed peas. and she had some chitlins on the side. And I sit down to eat myself a good meal, and Hood and Grandpa went in the other room. And I heard Grandpa, when he asked Grandma, he said, "Can you still slip away? Can you slip away, baby? Can you slip away, baby? Can you slip away, baby?"
Hey, man, what you finna do? Get some Queen Bee barbecue? Hey, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me $5 so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes! 1, 2, Queen Bee barbecue!
That sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue!
Good, so good!
I'm gonna get it, baby.
light worker, baby, you were just my speed. Baby, you were just my speed. And if your man don't have it, I got everything you need. Hey, hey. Better like that. Service is a guarantee, or you get your money back. I'm an all night worker, and it fits me to the T. And if you need some loving, baby, why don't you call on me? I'm an all night worker, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm an all night worker, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here. We're talking that soul caboose. That's sounding much better. The echo is sounding better. Anyway, hey guys, what are you doing over there?
We're reading about the whales.
Reading about the whale. It's pretty great.
You can go. Apparently, you could go out there yesterday and watch 12-foot-long sharks tearing chunks out of the dead whale on the beach.
The size of a truck tire.
The size of a truck tire were the bites. Says,
let's go there.
Really, man.
We're going to do our show from the way, from inside the whale.
Everybody meet there at
Jonah,
what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, about 8 o'clock.
Mm. Barbecue by the whale in Montauk.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Anyway, we heard Solomon Burke with Maggie's Farm. There's a joke in there that I'm afraid to tell. Something about cotton. Rufus Thomas, All Night Workers, Sam and Dave with Get It. Clarence Carter, By Request, with the live version of Slip Away. And Johnny Darrow with... Don't start me talking. If we ever get the phone thing working, we'll get the State of the Vibe report coming up at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't know if we're even
What's wrong with the phone thing?
I don't know. This thing is really the worst. I think it might work in program. It's not coming through an audition, though.
Issue an all-points bulletin.
Nick knows how to do it. Nick, give us a call and fill us in on this. He always gets it right.
Work for the Hayes. Remember that?
Nick, call here and ask for Raisin Bran. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. Have I said that yet today? Broadcasting from the grounds of Uppsala College in a bunker where it is 210 degrees. And we go into our little martini sort of vibe. We haven't done this lately. We switch from wine coolers to champagne.
With golden Louis, champagne.
Louis Jordan. He's coming. Very bad. Do I know?
It's the one in a series.
Have you dug the latest jive on the surf out?
No, man.
Well, they got him.
They got who?
You know that man that's been cooking up that jive, selling to these folks around town, making them have them funny dreams?
You mean the hoodoo man?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That cat thought he was just too grand.
Well, Gabe, somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Smack me down with the story, Gabe.
Old Johanna from Louisiana, a hoodoo king in every manner. But I found out without a doubt, the tables had turned on him. He ain't got a tooth in his head, old Joe's almost dead. Somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man. 10-10, double 10, 45-15, Joe can't drink no gin. Ain't nothing goes over the devil's back that don't buckle under his chin. His face looks just like gravel sand, and everybody's got Joe on the pan. Somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man. Not too cold and not too hot. They dropped a few drops in Joe's beef stew. Now he's blowing his top. He don't know what to do. They don't know who did it. They can't find out, but he done hoodooed his last hoodoo without a doubt. Somebody done hoodooed. Done hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Thank you.
the turkey hop.
Mom, when you start,
you don't wanna stop.
If you wanna be slick,
you will grab a chick
and do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You want to do, you like to do
turkey hop.
Pull out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest. Turkey hop,
oh, when you start,
you don't wanna stop.
If you wanna be slick,
you will grab a chick
and do the turkey hop
and never stop.
A 5 and 10 cent movie. Don't need much cheese or on the side with a groove juice jive. ask for a bourbon highball. Will make you feel real mellow. They'll serve it from 1 to 5, or the groove juice jives. Feel like you're floating on about half of the world. No need to go boating, because it puts you right out of the world. Now if you want to feel real groovy, like a 5- and 10-cent movie, don't need much chaser on the side of the groove juice jive. Yeah, yeah. Like you're floating on about half of the world. No need to go boring, because it puts you out of this world. And you want to feel real groovy, like a 5- and 10-cent movie. Don't need any chaser on the side of the groove juice jive.
Yeah, Hound here with the little, you know, like the Stork Club kind of thing. I miss that entire era. It's like now the stuff for rich people is ridiculously stupid, or, you know, like this, like Nels or something, not like the Stork Club or the Algonquin. Anyway, that was Slim Gaylord and Groove Juice Jive. We heard Louis Prima with that Old Black Magic. Lionel Hampton, Turkey Hop, the Tibbs Brothers, and Miss Rip Van Winkle. We open up with Louis Jordan and somebody hoodooed the hoodoo man. This is WFMU, East Orange. What are you guys giggling about over there?
Nothing. Watching Dennis roll cigarettes.
What are you guys clipping out?
Oh, here.
It's the get-well message to Ed Koch that Rigby drew in the Post this morning.
Yeah, this is the New York Post, page 5. Get well soon, Ed. Cut out and get well to Ed Koch.
You can sign your name to the card that he's... Because
I signed for my landlord because I probably figure he's looking forward to Ed getting back to business there.
I'll bet.
No.
Jeez, you can't kill these guys. I'm very depressed about the Yankees situation.
Yeah, no, the world can pretty much end next weekend as far as I'm concerned. And if they do what I think they're going to.
What are they going to do?
They're going to fire Lou.
I think they're going to dump Lou and bring Billy back in. I'll just have to see Billy. But,
yes, definitely. I mean, they got Billy out there.
What's with this whip dog thing, man? I mean,
it's hard to play when somebody's screaming in your ear.
It all happened at the break, and I just can't piece it together, man.
What I think they should do is they should give the Yankees, like, 2 days off. They should take George and teach him to, like, hang glide. And they should all take mushrooms, like, in the mountains somewhere. Or the beach. They should all go to the beach and take some mushrooms and come back.
I think that's how they prepped for the first half of the season. If that 9-0 comeback against Boston's any indication, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where's the big comeback?
When does Willie come back?
Another month, I think.
Another month. Well, you know,
homeboy, if you're out there listening at the NYU Medical Center, get well soon.
Anyway, we got a state of the vibe report. Maybe this is it on the line right now.
Could very well be.
That would be great.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
This is the phone thing that never works. Let's try it.
It's working.
It's sort of working.
Well, pick up the phone.
Hello. Who's this?
Somebody very quiet.
You might have to talk into the phone.
Hello, can you hear me? That's probably not the state of the vibe report.
Yeah. Well, the Sloan does that too. It hangs up on people. So.
If that is in fact the state of the vibe, we're in pretty poor trouble.
Well, let's try it again. State of the Vibe Report, if you're out there, you can call in.
Yeah, and,
check the phone number.
Our man at Rikers.
Oh, yeah. What, is that going to happen? That
would be, I don't know. We were trying to get a Rikers Island report from our man Bradley on Rikers Island. But I don't know. It's hard to get to a phone out there.
I imagine. They've been having some fun up there.
Okay, this is probably the state of the vibe report.
They're having a barbecue up there, I understand, right?
No, there's riots every night.
Well, there you go. It's the prison punk barbecue.
Okay, this, I'm going to read this. To put the call in the air, press the button on the phone. That's pressed in for the line ringing. Then press the rocker switch.
Maybe I should get the
do not pick up receiver. Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Roscoe with the State of the Vibe Report.
It's pretty happening, actually. Today, the show is really happening because it's on and the Yankee game is on.
Deal.
And I got the sound off on the TV so I don't have to listen to those senile old ninnies on NBC.
Hey.
Yeah. I miss
no, no substitute for the scooter.
The scooter and Billy in the booth is amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Those guys are gone, man. Those guys are total potato heads.
You into all the miscues there, Ross? You digging the miscues?
The
miscues? Oh, yeah,
right. Dead air and stuff?
That's like professional radio.
it's the more human version of radio.
Yeah.
Say that again.
What? It's like professional radio.
Okay. Enough of this silliness.
Where else can you hear that? What other show?
We're going to shut Dennis's mic off.
Yeah, Dan, chill.
Okay, so Roscoe, what's your vibe idea for the week?
Well, I think that people have got to get on the stick with the party thing. You know, like...
not enough parties in your
not
life.
Not enough parties, and, like, our furniture can't take it anymore. So it's like somebody else is going to have these parties. So,
And what do you suggest for what's a good party in the mind of Roscoe?
Well, lately I've been thinking a good thing to have is a bottle of Everclear, you know? The grain alcohol.
Right.
190 proof. And you know how when you're in the East Village, the home of the tragically hip, you're walking down the streets and you see a bunch of people that look like they're extras from a Woody Allen flick?
Last night we were walking in the street and they were talking about the David Bowie concert. It was all I can do to wring some necks right on Avenue A.
Well, there's probably like spilling out of some art opening. So you go in there with your Everclear and you start jacking up their wine, and then the Woody Allen outtakes all start flipping out because they've never been drunk, you know, since they went to school or something. I mean,
that's a swell idea.
Well, okay, but see, people need a little help with these parties. They got to make sure that it's very noisy and dark and they have enough booze. And sometimes people, when they're having parties, they're just kind of like not happening enough. So if you don't want a costume, you know.
What kind of costume would you wear to a party, Roscoe?
Well, I would go late, and I wouldn't wear the costume, but, you know, just...
Tragically hip.
Yeah.
I think you should go as Zorro.
That might be good. And, you know, nowadays with this drug testing stuff, you know,
Is that a big problem in your business?
No.
Does your record company, does EMI make you take drug tests?
No, not yet, you know. They haven't done that. But, you know, I know how you're like a conspiracy fan, and I really think that this drug testing is like, anybody that takes it, they're all spies. So make sure that you have drugs at your party, and then you can drive the spies out. So you either have to go with it or it's over.
Pass out little bottles, you know. Just put a padlock on the bathroom door at your party and pass out little bottles, you know, for the folks.
And yeah, nobody's touching my urine. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, not without a straw.
And what else is on your mind there, Roscoe? I forgot the questions I was supposed to ask.
Well, you know, like people, they might be a little uptight about having a party, but you gotta remember that it's August, and like most of the people that would complain are gone, you know. So if you're here, you might as well wail.
That's true.
I mean, that's logic.
August in New York is a sad sight.
Oh, so don't you guys have, like, some records to play or something?
We got a record to play there, Roscoe. Thank you very much for the Vibe. The State of the Vibe Report.
Okay, dude.
Catch you later, Ross. Yeah. State of the Vibe Report. So if you are having a party, music is very important. Did you guys see this thing in Rolling Stone magazine, the 200 greatest albums since 1960, last 20 years?
No, I saw their Cool Roundup, though.
With the Washington Squares?
Not too long ago, yeah. Washington Squares are in. Breasts are in, apparently, which I'm very relieved about. They said cleavage is in, Rolling Stone did. Does that mean I can't like breasts anymore?
I don't know.
Too much to worry about.
Don't worry about it. But, music is important at parties. This one record that didn't make the list, I'm so glad that a fat pig like Jan Wenner is around to tell us what to like.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, this one didn't even get in the top 200, not with the Steely Dan and Pink Floyd and all that good stuff. But I would put it at the top of my list of records in the last 20 years. And actually, this is also the 18th anniversary of Woodstock. This band was not at Woodstock, and they should have been.
It's the Summer of Hate all over again.
Actually, they should have been at Altamont, so that instead of like four dead, they could have like 400 dead.
What was number one, Sgt. Pepperheads?
Sgt. Pepperheads was the number one album of the last 20 years.
Is that the CD or the album or like the thing with the mustache?
The Half-Speed Master, I think they were talking about. Anyway.
All the Paul is dead. Ooh.
What I meant to say was, anyway. As an attempt to amuse ourselves, put your stereos on 11 and the Stooges. Here they come.
Beautiful. Got a woman, she's my hot dog. Yeah, hell dear. Whoa. You see, we have the outside monitors turned as loud as humanly possible, so we get a little squeaky feedback. We know you understand. That's the Stones and Rip This Joint from the last Stones album, Exile on Main Street, before the Pod People took over. The Sonics with Nighttime is the Right Time, the Wailers and Out of Our Tree, the Flaming Groobies with a little Teenage Head, we opened up with the Stooges and I Feel All Right. Before that we had Roscoe with a little State of the Vibe report, his vibe, not ours. But sometimes it coincides. They were out doing the East Village pub crawl last night.
Yeah.
I feel kind of left out.
Bummer.
Anyway, what's on your mind, El Bruce? We got to kill some time here. You know, we're on here till 6.
I don't know. You know, I think, and then I rest, and I think some more. Today I'm resting.
Anybody call up and offer you a job?
No, nobody called up and offered me a job. I don't know. Anybody got any the dog house training tips for the kid out there?
Yeah, Amy's got a pooch. We need some.
Too.
Anybody got any? Yeah, it's a great dog. Anybody got any good house breaking tips for a pooch, especially for a girl who lives on the 5th floor?
You know, she's talking about using the roof as like a little sort of tar training ground.
Yeah,
it's a
great idea because you know it's like they say, well, when the dog starts sniffing around, you take him out.
Yeah.
Side, of course, and it's 5 flights, and then you got to walk down and up. It's like
probably live a bit of his business on the 3rd flight down.
Yeah, he's been known to do that, but it's a great dog.
He's a fine dog.
And this is WFMU East Orange. We got that right on the nose. 5 o'clock legal ID time.
Bullseye.
Yeah, and do we have a Den's corner? Yeah, he's nodding yes in there. Den is in a little Stones haze. He's replaying the tape.
Yeah, he's having a special sort of reverb experience.
The fourth time he's heard Rip This Joint this morning. Mm. Right. Anyway, it's about time for those of you with your head in the toilet and drinking warm beer, eating cold pizza.
This one definitely goes out to the Oklahoma slugger herself, Miss Mickey Carlton, who actually had to leave work early because she had such a blues hangover.
Your babe's got a hangover?
Yeah, my baby's way ill. Wasn't the booze, man. It was the McDonald's food, and that is a fact.
We're going to send this out to the mixer with Dr. Ross, the harmonica boss.
Thank you. She got sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real fine baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. Can use, and that's sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real fine baby, and I don't mean maybe she's fine. If you wanna know what sugar-coated love is, it's the best love that they got. It's the kind that makes the old being young and make the North Pole hot. That's sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real fine baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hound here, concluding another blues hangover with Jimmy Reed and Upside Your Head. A very bummed Jerry McCain, he's crying like a fool. Heard a Lazy Lester, he'll be at the Lone Star this coming Thursday with Sugar-Coated Love. Eddie Kirkland and I Love You. We opened up with Dr. Ross and the Cat Squirrel. Anyway, so let's try. You want to? What do we have anything to announce? Wild Kingdom. They were supposed to play last Thursday or so. Dick told me at the Pyramid, but they're playing sometime this week.
That's what you get for believing Dick. I think you got to check with Andy on these things.
Yeah, is Andy? If Andy's out,
check
there,
with Jeff Weigel.
Us.
You know.
Yeah. So we don't know when Wild Kingdom's playing. The A-Bones will be where next Sunday?
It'll be on the river in Hoboken there with a bunch of other very fine groups, including Ben Vaughn, I guess, Vince Brincevic's Musical Air Force, others, players to be announced.
Yeah, but the Ben Vaughn combo, they're also playing a week from Saturday at Maxwell's. Pretty interesting because Ben cut his hand. He can't play guitar, so Aldo is playing guitar now.
No, really?
Are you serious?
Wow.
Ben's playing bass?
I don't know. That's kind of a droll thing for me to make up. Yeah, that's...
This actually, one of these might feature the debut of Lonesome Bob sitting down at the drums.
Yeah,
there's been rock rumors blowing around that his Bobness is going to be reduced to sitting.
Foot problems, I guess.
No, but I think Ben has ear problems, to be quite honest with you. He's trebled out. Like any good Fender man, his high end has given out over the years. And Bob's got to sit down otherwise and be behind him, otherwise he can't hear the drums.
No, there's another solution to all that.
What's that? Get a machine.
Play louder.
Yeah, but I mean, if the guy's standing next to you, you're sort of missing a lot of the point. You know?
Well, turn it up.
Turn it sideways.
Hearing loss. Rock's ugly secret. we got a lot of other things. Mojo Nixon, our old pal Mojo, will be Thursday at Maxwell's.
The Moj.
The Moj. The Liars are tonight at the Ritz.
Correct.
Vince Bernicevic, who? He'll be here next week in person with a bunch of very stupid records, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
Vince Bernicevic's Air Force?
Vince, not the whole Air Force. Yeah. Vince Bernicevic and the United States Air Force.
Vince Bernicevic and his lawyers.
And his attorneys, yeah. And Hubert Sumlin, hopefully 2 weeks from today here on the Hound Show.
That would be nice.
That would be excellent.
The Hillster just called up with an announcement of something, Hound. Can I read this?
Uh-oh. Let me check first.
You want to check
out about that Nick?
Oh, no, it's a Nick Hill production. It's Nick Hill Presents.
Terminal Hillster Productions.
No. Well, it's all just jotted down.
Live room. Oh, yeah, this is the live on the,
You know about this?
Spill.
No, I don't know anything about it. You tell them.
Okay, it's a live remote broadcast from High Test Studios on Astor Place. Nick Hill is bringing this to you at 7:08 tomorrow evening after the Phantom of the Movies show.
On WFMU.
On this very station, WFMU. And it's a radio play called Terminal Bar. And
it's Mark Boone, the bartender at the
oh, yeah, he's involved.
It's actually Marina and Gene.
Yeah, Gene Bamberger, original teleplay or radio play.
Well,
yeah,
we've given it,
acting in it.
We've given it a lot of time. It better be good.
What's he acting like?
A pin? Well, no,
what's your motivation?
When you really have nothing to say, the echo comes in very handy. Anyway, more music, the Midnighters, and get it.
See?
a good man with it.
So baby, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please don't slow me, slow me, slow me, slow me, slow me, because I'm yours, darling baby. I wanna see you with it, because I'm yours, darling baby, yours 9 hours away.
French fry potatoes and ketchup, French fried potatoes and ketchup. China Jane and all the gang's gonna have themselves a ball eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. French fried potatoes and ketchup. All the fellas and the chicks getting calories and kicks, eating French fried potatoes and ketchup. Jumping to the music of the jukebox. Anybody got another dime? Hey, there's Johnny dropping in the jukebox. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, daddy-o, how this kid's school go for French fried potatoes and a ketchup. A wonderful time. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, it's the most. All the kids at school go for French fried potatoes and a ketchup.
Taylor's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. Don't worry about no soap, her machine is full of suds. My baby's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. Just relax and take it easy while the machine goes round and round. Cost you 30 cents a pound.
Oh, oh, what a machine.
So treat my baby gentle, treat my baby kind, cause her kind of service nowadays is hard to find. She's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. She can do it over and over, and her machine won't break down. What a machine. Oh, no greater me. And that is true. Oh, than the need that I have for you. Oh, baby, can't you see? Well, you must do something for me. Well, I'll never sleep awake tonight, not unless you come on over. Come over and treat me right. Oh Lord, I've been so much misery. Well, unless you do something for me. Yeah, something like this in your life. And hold tight until you hear it. Oh, my heart cry. Yes, baby, something like this in your life. My love, 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 come tumbling down. Yes, darling, give me your life and give me your heart. Yes, make me know that we'll never, never, never part. Oh Lord, I feel so much misery. Yes, let you do something for me. Thank you.
waiting until you hear my boy cry. Yes, baby, stop the light, teasing me. You gotta be teasing me till my love, love, love comes pounding down. Yes, darling, give me your life. Yes, give me your heart. Yes, make me know that we'll never, never, never part. Oh, Lord, I've been so much misery. Yes, unless you do something. Please do something. Baby, do something. 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 Oh, please do something. Yeah, do something. 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 Unless you do something for me.
Yeah, out here with Billy Wright, Little Richard's mentor, and Do Something. I don't think these CDs sound that good.
Nope, that was
the CD version.
CD,
yeah.
Section of the CD.
No, that, just that particular one. The live recording from Atlanta, 1954. The Five Royals and Laundromat Blues. Jimmy Liggins and Misery Blues, a totally retarded guitar solo on that one. That was great. Nutrition expert Amos Milburn with French fries, potatoes, and ketchup. We open up with the Midnighters and Get It. What's up? Yeah. We only got one end of the world report again today.
What do you mean?
Which says, we've been getting these end of the world.
Closer, I guess, right? That's next week?
It's
Sunday.
So.
It's going to happen Sunday between 5 and 5:30.
The 16th or the 17th.
What is Sunday?
I don't know. You got a Mayan calendar?
No, not handy.
Anyway, it's fine with me. I'm getting sick of this anyway.
Yeah.
But for
is
those,
the day Elvis is that the day Elvis?
The 16th is Elvis's 10th anniversary
I
death.
He'll probably return,
Elvis
like,
will rise.
Down from
you think?
The sky, I think.
Well, or up from somewhere
and, like,
special.
World tour.
I think the Earth is going to crack open right as the Air Force performs Dante's Inferno. You know, and everybody's just going to fall in, as they say in the Marines.
Think so? That would be good.
Jake by me.
I don't know. Anybody got any end-of-the-world suggestions? Any,
get right
any,
with God, ladies and gentlemen. Get right
parties.
With God, Hounds Radio family. You've only got a week to go.
Heaven! Glory! My sisters and my brothers, my subject for this evening is the world is in a hell of a fix.
Amen.
This whole world is in a hell of a fix. We are living in perilous times. We're living in times when the racketeer and the bandit and the bootlegger and the false pretender and the hypocrite in the amen corner have got this old world in a hell of a fix. Men have turned their backs on God. God is calling. God is calling. The world is upside down. Yet I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, this hard time that we're having in the world with millions out of work, with worldwide depression, unrest is because this old world is in a hell of a fix. And you better get right with God. You better get right, my brothers and my sisters, because we're living in the last days. We're living in these perilous times when men desire more pleasure than they do more God. I'm saying to you today, my brothers and my sisters, let me warn you, get right with God. But this world, this very world that you're living in, this town is in a hell of a fix, and you better get right with God.
See them. Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Vine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working no well. taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
I have good news to bring. That is why I sing. My joy with you I share. I'm gonna take a trip in an old gospel ship and go riding through the air. Oh, I can't stand to wait. I know I just won't be late. I'm gonna spend my time in prayer. When my ship comes in, I'm gonna leave this whole world of sin and go sailing through the air.
I'm gonna take a trip in that old rocket ship.
I'm gonna
fly beyond the sky.
I'm gonna shout and
sing until the heavens ring.
When I sing, the moon, I shall be traveling soon. Well, the day is always past. Go past the farthest star, heaven gets a jar, riding through there. Oh, if you're ashamed of me, you have no ought to be. You better have a care. Hard to find. You sure gonna be left behind while I go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip
in an old rocket ship.
I'm gonna fly
beyond the sky.
Shout and sing
until the end of the day
when I bring the world
over.
Oh, I'm gonna take a ride.
Believe how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Well, come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go to the land where milk and honey flow.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go to a better land.
Yeah, I've got friends I want to see. I've got a loved one waiting for me. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go
to a land where milk and honey flow.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go to a better land.
Well, then one of these mornings it won't be long. Look at me, I'll be gone. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Well, you know sometimes I feel discouraged, think my work's in vain. When I call Jesus, tell me to try again. Savior, you know I need you every hour of the day. Let's go,
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 let's go, let's go,
let's go,
let's go, let's go, let's go,
let's go,
let's go, let's go,
let's go,
let's go, let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let
my feet. I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb, and no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure don't know about the rainbow sign. Won't be water but fire next time.
Yeah, no, now everybody's worried about that atom bomb. Hey, no one seemed worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes.
Now don't you get worried, bear in mind, trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine with my Savior on the line. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you keep still.
You know now everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seemed worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and you
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes,
you know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seemed worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes.
This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in,
where?
To try to stay here,
now,
until you die.
My Lord.
This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in,
where?
To try to stay here,
my Lord.
Until you die.
My Lord.
Without a mother,
my Lord.
Without a father,
my Lord.
Without a sister, Lord. Without a brother,
where?
This is a mean.
Yes,
to try to live in,
now,
to try to stay here until you die. This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in,
my Lord.
To try to stay here,
where?
Until you die.
My Lord.
Without a mother,
my Lord.
Without a father,
my Lord.
Without a sister, Lord. Without a brother,
my Lord.
This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in,
now.
To try to stay until you die. This is a mean old world to live in.
A mean old world to live in
until you die.
Well, this old world is trouble. It's trouble as you go. You suffer all your trouble, brother, and have them as you go. Well, mother really told me one day before she died. Said, son, I'm going to leave you. I'll meet you up on high.
This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in.
Where?
To try to stay here,
nah,
until you die. Without a mother, without a father, without a sister, Lord, without a brother.
Where?
This is a mean world,
yes,
to try to live in.
Nah.
To try to stay here, yeah, until you die.
Oh, well, I went to Jordan. That water seemed so cold. It chilled my little body, but not my lonesome soul. Well, when I get to a jerk. Gonna walk it like a man. But buckle my sword brand off my side. Put it in the golden sand. Some folks they call me noisy. I belong to the naughty crew. Shout when I get happy. That's the way we Christian do.
This is a
mean old world to live in.
Yeah, get right with God, because the end is coming. We think, maybe not, but we'll find out. Beginning of the end kind of thing. The Trumpeteers, and this is a mean world. The Pilgrim Travelers with Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. The Swan Silvertones with Let's Go. That's where the Midnighters stole Let's Go from. Utah, Reverend Utah Smith and Gospel Ship. We open up with Black Billy Sunday. And this old world's in a hell of a fix. Anyway, we got a Den's Corner today?
Yeah, you bet. Many Den's Corner, given the time limitations. We've got 12 minutes left. Are we doing it now?
Go.
Well, but you're going to play the record?
Yep, just leave it to me.
Oh, all right, you're under control. Well, short Den's Corner, just Elvis is returning, apparently. That's my guess, anyway, at this point.
I'd say it's a pretty safe.
Everything seems to jive, and the first time I became personally involved with Elvis was seeing the Aloha from Hawaii
Personally involved with Elvis.
Yeah, they used to send him out for tinfoil.
Television when I was a kid. Up to that point, he was just a guy who made these, like, really sloshy, sickening love songs, you know. But he welled via satellite, watched by more people than had ever seen anything on television, I believe.
No. The man on the moon, the first man on the moon was the most.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Anyway, Elvis is coming back, and I just wanted to
do you have a match?
Play this. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So should we just play the record?
Yeah, play the record. Feel free to sing along.
And then played a sloshy, stupid love song.
Wise men say, only fools rush. But I can't fall in love with you. Shall I say, would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. Falling in love with you.
in peace, so you can pack your bags, head back to Tennessee. Didn't have no bread, man, I had to get some work. Got a job down in Walgreens as a soda jerk. Made enough money for a bus ticket back. Instead, I bought a surfboard and a surfing shack. Now the situation really turned out fine. Surfing all day, out of night, drinking wine. Now I really dig this California sun. Ain't got no ticket. I don't want to go home. Get some work. Got a job at Walgreens as a soda jerk. Made enough money for a bus ticket back. Instead, I bought a surfboard and a surfing shack. Now the situation really turned out fine. Surfing all day, out at night, drinking wine. Now I really dig this California sun. Ain't got no ticket, ain't about to go home.
I walk is just the way I walk. The way I talk is just the way I talk. The way I smile is just the way I smile. Touch me, baby, and I'll go hog wild. The way I love is just the way I love. Come on and be my little turtle dove. Touch me, baby, feels so good. I feel as though I wanna, then I don't know if I should. Come closer, yip, yip, yip. Just a little more. Yip, yip, yip. That's about right. Now talk to me.
Yip, yip, yip.
love me's got to suit my style. Oh, little baby, I will say goodbye. Love me, baby, love me right. Love me morning, noon, and night.
I like that one. Jack Scott and The Way I Walk. We heard Dale Hawkins and The Hawk Walks. Donnie Nixon, Ain't About to Go Home. The Toon Rockers, No Stopping This Boppin', and Dent's Corner with the Aloha from Hawaii version of Can't Help Falling in Love with You. That's in quad, for those of you with quad. Anyway, this is the time the Hound normally kicks off and Lori S. comes in. So we're going to do our normal closing thing and play a record. If she don't show up, we're going to come back and be totally ridiculous and wing it. That might be her right now. Anyway, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, the world don't end. The Hound will be here next week and talking about a short life and its trouble.
Short life and its trouble, and a few. show your mind. Right to choose my brand of blues, that's all you ever give me. The right to choose is the way I lose. The right to die or live with the blues. With the blues. Thank you.